Hello. It's June 30th, 2025. This is an addendum to the podcast of June 13th, 2022. The temperature today is going to be 1 or so degrees to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The purpose of this podcast is to give additional thoughts on the Book of Abraham. First off, the Book of Abraham is found in the Pearl of Great Price, which is part of the standard works of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The first part of that book is the Book of Moses, which is an actual recorded revelation received by the Spirit and the power of God. It contains some of the dialogue that is in the Salt Lake Temple in the endowment session, and is quite lengthy. It shows that Joseph Smith can receive a lengthy revelation concerning a part of the Bible that is or was not included in the five books of Moses, but was withheld from that publication. My thoughts on the Book of Abraham is that it's quite possible that the same form of spiritual download or revelation, inspiration, or revelatory expression could have been the same source as the Book of Moses, or that the Book of Moses and the Book of Abraham are equivalent in that they're revelatory, giving additional information of Abraham and his descendancy. The temple ordinances are all based on the covenant that the God of the Old Testament contracted or covenanted with Abraham. So Abraham is very key to temple ordinances and sealings that are performed probably even as we speak here. So the addendum part is that in the Book of Abraham, which has Egyptologists and those that are experts in hieroglyphic translation or interpretation, have looked into the facsimiles that are associated with the Book of Abraham, and it gives a concern for many that have said that Joseph Smith has just made up the Book of Abraham a whole cloth or completely. He could have done that quite easily, as easily as the Book of Moses, which is in this same Pearl of Great Price volume, But during the publication of the Pearl of Great Price, it was included there with facsimiles and made connections with Egyptian hieroglyphic diagrams and writings and glyphs and figurative picturesque writings, as would be typical of Egyptian communications. So what I'm proposing here is, which is easier, to receive a revelatory download such as the Book of Moses, or to translate from funeral wrappings of an Egyptian mummy? Well, Joseph Smith already demonstrated in the Book of Moses that very complex and advanced thinking can be received as revelation, such as associated with prophets of God, or to be an expert in hieroglyphic interpretation and translation. You might have to decide that for yourself, which of this procedure or this process or this perceptual reception is easier or less complex. My viewpoint is that both the Book of Moses and the Book of Abraham are revelations, straightforward. Now, it could have been prompted by certain things that were included with mummies and their wrappings and the funerary associated hieroglyphic papyri or paper that was made of papyri. You'll have to decide that on your own. My position as podcasting this concerning the Book of Abraham is that whatever apparatus or specimens of Egyptian hieroglyphic presentation is irrelevant to the capabilities of Joseph Smith receiving a revelation the same and in kind as the Book of Moses. Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible, and which is called the Inspired Version of the Bible by Joseph Smith, shows that he can take expressions of other translators and refine it through the process of spiritual communication. To be standing before Egyptian mummies wrapped in funerary papyri and hieroglyphic symbols, he could have translated that into a coherent and wonderful Book of Abraham. This podcast is part of Adam God Thinking. And if I were to be asked to prove the scriptural origins of Brigham Young's pronouncement that Michael is our God and the only one with which we have to do, I would begin with the book of Abraham. It is the one that is most foundational to the ideas and concepts in the part of the understanding that would make Brigham Young's pronouncements both understandable and enlightening. One of the things that has been also on my mind is verse 77 in Doctrine and Covenants section 76, in which it says that those people dedicated or confined to the terrestrial level of thinking or terrestrial kingdom of resurrection is that these are they that receive of the presence of the Son, but not of the fullness of the Father. There's at least three creation revelations. One of them is Genesis in the Old Testament. The other one is the Book of Moses, and the third dispensation of a creation is the Book of Abraham. Now, not all of it's given in the same manner as Moses's Genesis or the Book of Moses in the Pearl of Great Price, but there are ideas, concepts, mathematical relations, which I call a gospel calculus, such as in mathematics, algebra, and such, that calculus is a refinement based upon those earlier preparatory studies or preparations for the calculus. And calculus deals with infinitesimals and things of infinitude, things that beyond limit or measure. So in my view or studies, I've come to the conclusion that the Book of Abraham represents the calculus of the gospel. And to understand it, you require a full discipline and preparation and patience to learn things here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. There's those who are leaving the church, but not completely leaving the church, because they come back to complain about the ability of Joseph Smith to translate hieroglyphs. I'm reminded here by memory that Joseph Smith had a professor of Hebrew come. They hired him to come and teach Hebrew to the saints willing to learn. I hesitate to pronounce his name, but I believe it's Sixus. And he came to teach Joseph Smith, and just like any student of Hebrew, he studied it and applied himself and used his intellect, his scholastic level of understanding, to learn more about the Hebrew. And this is after he had translated the Book of Mormon through the instrumentality of the Urim and Thummim, and by the continued growth that one inspired of the Spirit would have. I'm looking at the time meter here on this recording, and I have to bring up a few points here. I've got a new microphone here that was given to me by my son. He likes to collect audio equipment, and I'm trying out this microphone, so I hope it's clear. I'm taking the chance that I'm spending this time to add this addendum to the Book of Abraham and the Calculus of the Gospel. I'm going to put this on the website so that it can be viewed and used and listened to. As with all of the others, I try to do these things representing the name of Jesus the best I can, and knowing that we are all here in humanity learning to achieve greater competency and confidence in the Spirit of God. So, taking a chance here, I hope those that are listening and wanted to be more informed of some of the most interesting theological concepts that Joseph Smith has issued and brought forth to the world. It is said that his name will be had for good and evil, and that is so true. There's people evil speaking of him, and there's others who praise the man, as our hymn book has one in which it's entitled Praise to the Man, and it refers to Joseph Smith, the one who communes with Jehovah. I think that this is probably long enough for an addendum, so I'm going to say be well, everybody out there, and those who want to learn through the internet sources. And be careful of artificial intelligence. It's actually artificial. Within yourselves, there's a native intelligence that's born with you, that with proper keeping of the commandments, covenant keeping, prayer, meditation, and listening to the still small voice, which is often termed the Holy Ghost. Let's see, just reminded of a scripture. It says, be still and know that I am God. It's such a busy world out there. And right now this busy world is reaching pretty close to 100 degrees, which causes me to stay indoors close to the swamp cooler. I have a swamp cooler that was made in Australia, and I was in Australia as a missionary, and oh yes, I know the heat down there. You have to be special people to survive in Australia. Anyway, I say this in the worthy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.